Welcome to My Songs Considered here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm your host, DJ Mr. Nick. Here we unpack the stories behind five songs that helped to shape someone and why. Our guest this afternoon is Paige Okamura. She's a DJ with K2H and occasionally here at HPR. She's also working on her master's in Hawaiian language at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Paige, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So let's just jump right into this and take us through your first songs.
The first one is Pua Lili Lehua by the Kahawanu Lake Trio. And it means a lot to me. It's a beautiful, beautiful love song that Kahawanu Uncle K wrote for his wife, Auntie Maiki Ayu Lakes. And Auntie Maiki is a famous kumuhula, but my mom danced for Auntie Maiki. So for me, I think I grew up, and my mom is so important to me, and she's sort of like my idol. She kind of raised us on her own, and I know that a lot of the person that she is, you know, she was groomed by Auntie Maiki. So this song and Pua Ahihi are two songs that are signature songs for their halau. And so I've sort of grown up watching my mom dance. My mom's a beautiful hula dancer, very impactful. So there's a lot of life lessons that we learn through hula that sort of groom you as a person and how you are. So these two, and they're beautiful love songs, and Pua Lili Lehua, the second verse is my favorite verse because it talks about Yaoi e imiana ina nani oka aina. So while you're out there seeking the beauties of the land, that I'll be here waiting for you to come back.
So what does that mean for you?
I don't know. For me, I think it's sort of this steadfast love that is patient and allows you to grow. So even though it's a romantic thing, it also kind of ties to my mom because she lets me go out and do the things that I want to do and spread my wings. But for me, she'll always be there for me. She's always been there. She's never left us to fend for ourselves. So it's kind of like coming home. There's something always there, steadfast, I should say, for you to come home to.
So do all these memories just come up every time you hear this song?
Yeah, and you know what? We people, I guess, sort of, when you dance hula and in this hula world, you start to learn these genealogies of these songs and these dances. So you learn all these things about Auntie Maiki and Uncle K, and the older you get, the more mature your perspective of these songs and the stories are. So you might view it one way as a 12-year-old who just knows the song and knows that my mom dances this song. And then when you're 26, all of a sudden, you've already gone through all these life experiences that change the way that you really understand what it's trying to say and how it connects to you as a person.
So moving on, what's next?
So the next one is Wanohawawa Kupa, particularly the Brothers Casimiro recording. It's a live recording from one of their concerts, I believe during Christmas time. It's a song that actually helped me form my master's thesis topic as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's also a love song, and it talks about Wanohawawa Kupa iko alo kama aina iko leo. So it talks about I have sat here. Noho is to sort of like sit, reside, stay put. But this time investment that you've put in and become accustomed to your loved one, basically. So I've sat here and I've put in this time and this investment, and I know everything about you. I'm accustomed to everything, every feature, your face and your voice. And within that time investment in building that relationship, you become this overflowing spring of love for that person. Because kupa is to be native or familiar to something. I think today we use kama'aina so much to be like, I'm local, I'm from here. But kupa sort of instills this much deeper meaning, in my opinion. So for me, it's recognizing the investment that you've made with all your relationships, whether it's with people or with place. So for Hawaiians, we're really tied to where we're from. So it shows your investment in this responsibility that you have to that place or that person as well. And it talks about like all kinds of things that make you gush over with love for this person or this place, that you're so enraptured that you also choose to stay or make your life there or make your life with somebody.
That's quite a bit for a master's thesis.
Yeah, don't remind me.
You're listening to My Songs Considered, and you just heard the Brothers Casimiro. We're talking to Paige Okumura about her top five songs and how they influenced her. So what's next?
Okay, so next up is James Bay off of his album Chaos in the Calm. It's a song titled Let It Go. Let It Go is like the breakup song.
Oh, so this is not Hawaiian.
No, this is not Hawaiian. I listen to other things as well.
So tell us more about that.
So Let It Go, James Bay wrote it. It's a breakup song, and I think everybody has their breakup song. And I think breakups can be more than just, there's romantic breakups, but there's platonic breakups, right? You have breakups with people you love and friends as well. Sometimes it just all crashes and burns, but it's kind of a song about really evaluating your situation and thinking about how much compromise you've put in. And perhaps it started out great, but now you're so frustrated and unhappy. At the end of the day, you just want to find a point where you find out, how do we just let it go? How do we just let it be?
And how does this song encapsulate into all that?
So at some point, it's about sort of going through this epic frustration about, where do you find that point? What is my breaking point? Or at what point do I look at myself and think, what are the changes I've made? And are they worth it? Is it a change that I recognize as positive, or have I changed in a negative way? And at what point do you let it go? One of my friends, my good friends, always tells me that I have to get to a point where I'm so upset that I just move on. And I always think, he's right, but it takes me a really long time to get
like
to that
in
point.
A relationship.
Yeah, it takes me a long time. I'll recognize that I'm upset and I'm frustrated, but I think I can make it work. So to actually reach the point where you think, you know what, this is not worth this amount of energy and stress and grief, takes me a long time.
And you feel that's encapsulated into this song?
Yeah, it definitely walks you through the beginning where everything is great and it works, to the end where you're so exhausted, you don't know how to let it go, but you know that you need to get back to being on your own.
Throwing clothes across the floor, to teeth and claws and slamming doors at you. If this is all we're living for, why are we doing it anymore? I used to recognize myself, it's funny our affections change. We're becoming something else. I think it's time to walk away. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you and I'll be me? Everything that's broke, leave it to the breeze. Why don't you be you and I'll be me?
You're listening to My Songs Considered. We're talking to Paige Okamura. She's working on her master's in Hawaiian language at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She's also a DJ, occasionally with Hawaii Public Radio, but also with K2H, where you're on air as DJ Mermaid.
Yes, that's me.
So moving on, what's next?
Next up is Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and it comes off of their album The Lion, the Beast, and the Beat. And it's a song called Stars. So Stars for me is that song about loss. So for me, maybe not for me, but for everybody, I think we have something or someone that we've lost that greatly impacts our lives, right? So kind of the first verse in this song talks about, I lit a fire with the love you left behind, and it burned wild and crept up the mountainside. So there's like this epic imagery of sort of, you've lost something and you have what little bit you have left and you let it go and you watch it spread. And it also talks about not being able to look at the stars without thinking about that person. And so for me, I think the greatest loss in my life so far was my grandpa passed away my senior year in high school. And I'm the oldest grandchild. And in Hawaii, we have, you know, the oldest child, the oldest grandchild tends to pick up a lot of the responsibility and also sort of hold this lofty privilege of being the favorite. And my grandpa pretty much raised us, my brother and I. And we were like the stars of his life. He was always so proud of everything we did. We went everywhere with him. And the biggest thing that he liked to brag about was that I went to Punahou, because Hawaiians at Punahou.
Well, you just revealed where you went to high school.
Oh, I'm proud of it. You know me. But, you know, he would tell anybody he met and everybody what I was doing. You know, I was in the orchestra. And he was so proud of me. And his biggest goal in life was to see me graduate. Because I'd be the first Punahou graduate for my family. And my senior year, right after my birthday, in April, so we're like maybe 2 months away from graduation, he passed away. So that was a huge blow, I think, not only to my family, you know, but to me and my brother. And we individually grieve so differently. And he was the same man to the both of us, and our memories and the way we deal with our grief is so different. But at the end of the day, I think, and something that this song reminds me is that pain and that grief is caused because we remember the love that's left behind. And I recognize that I was so young that I didn't fully recognize the appreciation I had for him. And all the things I probably should have said, could have said, you know. There's always that regret. But the part that makes me sad or makes me cry is because I remember how much he loved me and how much I loved him. So, and, you know, I'm from a small town. And my grandpa was like the handyman everywhere. And so I drive around Haleiwa and I see things that he's made, that he's built. And I think time doesn't necessarily heal your wounds, but you get really good at pretending that they're not there. So I passed by. I just one night I went running at midnight because I couldn't sleep. And it really hit me that I'm surrounded by all these things and people that he's touched. And I choose to almost forget or push it in the back of my mind because it's too hard to deal with. And so part of the song, though, is that reminds me, you know, with all of that love that he left behind. So what do I do with it, right? How do I take that and share it so that it becomes a wildfire, so that it doesn't just die with me or the people that still remember him, that it sort of lives on through other people or other things.
So as years go by, has this song become easier for you to listen to or more painful?
I think it depends on what mood I'm in. Because sometimes I play it and, you know, it is what it is. I love this song and I sing it and I belt it in the car. And then some days when I'm driving to work and it plays, I end up bawling. And just crying the whole way. And then I'll put it on repeat and make myself cry the whole hour it takes to drive to town. But, you know, because sometimes you just have to cry and it's okay to cry. But everybody, I think that song is the release if I need it.
I lit a fire with the love you left behind. And it burned a while and crept up the mountain. Inside. I followed your ashes into outer space. I can't look out the window. I can't look at this place. I can't look at the stars. Stars.
You're listening to My Songs Considered, and you just heard Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. We're talking to Paige Okamura and her top five songs. What's next?
So, one of my favorite songs, and probably one of the songs that influenced me the most, is Nina Simone's I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. So there's a documentary that I watched about Nina Simone, and this is kind of the opening song, but it's also, there's a recorded interview with her asking her what her definition of free is. And it's basically this, it's her definition of freedom is to not be afraid. And so this song talks about how you wish you knew how to be free and could break all the chains that hold you down and say all the things that you want to say without being afraid to say them and be true to yourself and how you feel and who you are. I've gone through a bout of depression, and this song kind of helps pull me out a little bit because it reminds me that it's okay to be vulnerable. And that it's okay to be honest about how you feel, and that it's important to do so. And that almost at the end of the day, the bars that hold you captive are your own insecurities and your own societal fears.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm
You're listening to My Songs Considered. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, and you just heard Nina Simone's I Wish I Knew How to Be Free. We're talking to Paige Okamura. So I think we have time for one more.
Okay. Well, one more I pulled just in case. It's another song by the Kahuna Lake Trio again. The words were by Mary Kavenapukui and the music by Maddie Lamb, and they were sort of this dynamic Hawaiian music duo. It's Pua Ahihi, which was written for Uncle K's wife and presented to her and became the signature hula of her halau. It's a love song that puts the person that you love on a pedestal, you know, sort of elevates their presence in your life and definitely puts it out there that you're the one that I love. And if I remember correctly, they presented this to Auntie Mikey, but for a time she didn't know that it was written for her. So she kind of went on sort of blissfully ignorant that this song was written for her.
That she was the one being put up on the pedestal,
yeah.
The love pedestal.
Yeah. Which I think is sort of amazing. And then she, when she found out, sort of changed her own perspective on this song. And the way that it's composed, so Mary Kavenapukui plus Kahawanu Lake, it's this wonderful reminder that courtly poetry could still be produced in the 20th century. That was a big deal because already you're looking at a language demise, and that sometimes even today with so many people slowly but surely becoming fluent again in the language, such a small percentage of the population can produce something like this.
And when you say, just to back you up, courtly poetry, what is that?
It's almost like a ranking of poetry. You know, like you and I, or maybe just me, I could probably write a poem and it may not be that great. I could maybe write out a haiku for everyone. But I probably wouldn't be picked to be like poet laureate for the nation. And so there's sort of this these levels of poetry and innuendo that are veiled within language that you have to be an expert of and dealing with and handling and knowing these things to be able to title into this song, this poem that tells what you want to say without actually saying it. So it's a really high, sort of this high skill that not everyone has.
So much so that the subject of this poem didn't even know it was about her.
Yeah. I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, when I read the songs that Cohen wrote for Auntie Mikey with Mary Kavenapukui, it's everything I've ever wanted to say when I fall in love, but I don't know how to say it in that way without, you know, being obvious. It's such a crafted, beautiful way of delivering the message that's sort of lost today.
Paige, thank you so much for coming in and sharing all the music and stories with us.
Anytime. I'm an open book.
If there are a few songs you'd like to share with us, feel free to send us an email at songs@hawaiipublicradio.org. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Thanks for listening.
Kapu'a,